We're going to head to Muncie and be joined by Ball State head coach Mike New. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time. And obviously a tough game last Tuesday evening with your 35-31 loss at Western Michigan. And how have your Cardinals responded this past week in preparation for certainly next week, this coming week, Saturday's game against Central Michigan?
Our guys know what is at stake. They know that playing your best football at the end of the season is what matters the most. And so, yes, it was a disappointing loss on the road. The fight by our guys coming out in the second half was awesome there. But at the end of the game, when we had a chance to hold serve, it was a back and forth game in the fourth quarter there, and it was the lead changed several times there, and so. We needed to hold serve and we didn't get that done. And so, the attitude by our guys, the preparation by our guys, having a couple extra days again, these 2 weeks, these two games, I guess I should say, but, between Western and between Central, the schedule's kind of set up the same where we have a couple extra days. So we got to take advantage of that, still getting guys, when you get to this point in season that have normal bumps and bruises, get those guys a couple extra days to get healthy. But the attitude, the preparation has been as good as it's been, and our guys know that we got to play our best football here. Down the stretch, that's what matters the most.
And a reminder for our writers in the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach New and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Boy, last week, the three midweek games all decided by a total of 9 points. It just emphasizes how close and tight and balanced this league really is.
It's a great conference. It's the Mid-American Conference does not get enough credit for how good a football it is. And so, there is a lot of parity from top to bottom. And I think, as you get later in the season here, you deal with not only your football team and making sure, preparation and all that stuff, but you're going to get some challenges in terms of weather too. And so being able to handle that, being prepared and being able to handle the elements no matter what they are, rain, snow, cold, that's one of the things that you love and one of the great challenges about once you get into the month of November, that stuff presents itself. And so who can handle that? And we like to think that, we can handle whatever elements are presented. But it is a great conference. Obviously, that was a back-and-forth game last Tuesday night at Western Michigan, and got to give them credit. Obviously, they found a way there at the end to come out with a win, and those are the games that were those tight games. That's where we gotta capitalize when we do have an opportunity to get into those games in the fourth quarter. We gotta find our way to score one more point than our opponent to be able to get it done. So it was a great effort, great fight, but certainly we gotta find a way to get that done.
As you prepare for Saturday's game against Central Michigan, looking at film, talk about some of the challenges the Chippewas will present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, Coach McElwain has done a great job. In his first year there, his staff's done a great job. They're a good football team. They're good in all phases, and they present a lot of problems, and they present, here's a team that's got a lot of confidence right now coming in here, and they've had they'll have 2 weeks between games there, and so this conference doesn't get any easier, and you got to play your best football when it matters the most, and so we got to be obviously defensively and offensively. It's going to start with us being the last couple weeks have been 2 weeks where we struggled to against the run defensively, and we got to make sure that we get that figured out, because again, we're dealing with another team coming in here who's very balanced on offense. They can run it and they can throw it. They got good weapons. They utilize all their weapons. And for us offensively, we got to be able to establish the run and continue to do that, and still have balance when we need to. But it's going to start with that, because when you get to these games in November, obviously it gets cold. You get to some of the elements that you don't see earlier in the year, and so being able to handle that, and that really comes down to being able to run the football offensively and being able to stop the run defensively.
Big picture, obviously Saturday's game, huge West Division contest when you consider the standings with Western and Central both at 4-2, and you and Toledo. And you mentioned what's at stake. For your Cardinals success Saturday, what do you need to accomplish?
Well, we got to we got to play the way we're capable. You know, we had great fight, and we had what we did in the second half. We got to bring that in the first half. So whatever formula, whatever mindset that we need to get to start the game, we got to, what we did in the second half, the challenge is we got to have that mindset. We got to have that mentality. We got to have that edge to ourselves when the ball's kicked off, because there's a lot on the line. There's a lot at stake, and that's what you want. That's what the position that you want to be in. You want to be in a game that has a lot on the line, because obviously that means you've worked hard. You've put yourself in position, but we got to play a four-quarter game and not, not get ourselves in that position where we're down 21-10 at half, and then we got to come out fighting, scratching, and clawing. What we got to do is make sure that our mindset's where it needs to be, the focus is where it needs to be, the details where it needs to be as we start the game.
Despite getting down early, obviously the way your team responded in the second half, you know, sparked by that opening kickoff return, certainly just shows what your team is capable of in that second half and taking the lead.
Yeah, no question. Obviously, that kickoff return by Malik Dunner to start the second half certainly helped switch the momentum in our favor. And so we were coming out 11 points down at half, and, you know, opening kickoff of the second half, here we are within, you know, now we've already got a touchdown on the board, and we put ourselves in position and closed the gap quickly there. But the fight, the effort, the intensity by our team is really good. But what we got to do is make sure that the challenge is to make sure that we're playing four quarters of football that way. And it's going to take that, you know, especially facing a team like Central Michigan, who has done as good a job as any team in the league this year with where they're at. And so what we got to do is make sure we bring that edge, we bring that same fight for four quarters in order to put ourselves in the best chance to win.
Well, Mike, we appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Central Michigan. Want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Okay, thank you for having me, and have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Mike. For Mike New and his Ball State Cardinals, coming off the 35-31 loss at Western Michigan last week. Again, in that contest, running back Caleb Huntley rushed for 120 yards. In that contest, surpassing 2,000 rushing yards for his career. For Ball State, they will be hosting Central Michigan this coming Saturday, November 16th, that game at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Network.